This episode of the Dogs Podcast is sponsored by Buckeye Law Group. Browns fans, the 2022 season was anything but pain-free. Unfortunately, that just comes with the territory of being a Browns fan. But if you're experiencing a different kind of pain, Buckeye Law Group could be your solution. If you've been injured in a car accident, slip and fall, or a work accident, call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. And their attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. And best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. So don't make the mistake of calling just any attorney. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. Buckeye Law Group, 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210, Cleveland, Ohio. Proud fans of the Cleveland Browns, just like you.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome to a special, unplanned, virtual episode of the Dogs Podcast. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Last night, we got into the studio. We had Kenny Mack on, recorded a very nice episode for you all. Talked about defensive coordinators the Browns that were interviewing, who they might hire. And then we woke up today and they had hired a defensive coordinator before we even got to put our episode out. The episode is still going to drop. Hopefully you watched it and you're going, these guys are idiots. We already hired Jim Schwartz. Well, now this is going to be the video where we talk about that hire. So hopefully you're also here watching and get our take on the hiring of Jim Schwartz. Before we do, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. And make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get extra episode every week. We just gave away 5 prizes for fantasy champions. You get access to the private Discord. If we like you, you get to come on episodes sometimes like Kenny Mack. It's just a good time for everybody. Everybody hangs out, Browns fans all around the world. So if you want more direct access to the Dogs over the course of the offseason, you need some more Browns content to kind of get you through the offseason, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So like I said, in the open, Browns have hired defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. He comes to the back to the Browns. He actually started his career, I think, in like the video room or something a long time ago, back in the 90s. For some people, that was a long time ago. I guess for other people, maybe it wasn't so long ago. But yeah, he's a personnel scout for the Browns from 1993 to 1995. So it's a little bit of a homecoming. He was actually the first candidate that the Browns interviewed. And he comes with head coaching experience, which I know is something we all – it was a box we wanted checked, and he comes with Super Bowl pedigree. So I think he's going to immediately command respect in the locker room with those defensive players, which I think is – I don't think Joe Woods had respect to the players at all. I think they didn't like his scheme, and then when the scheme wasn't working on the field, it snowballed from there.
Yeah, I think he comes with, like we said – head coaching pedigree, Super Bowl pedigree, and a track record of turning around subpar, kind of bottom of the league defenses into top of the league defenses pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's done it his whole career. Essentially, he'll take over a team that has a bottom tier defense, and within a year, he has them at least middle of the pack, if not better. And by year two, they're elite. We're kind of hoping, it doesn't take 2 years here in Cleveland. Hopefully he can come in with the personnel and turn it around quickly. He's known for running like that wide nine technique, that you heard him talk about it a lot when the Eagles were on their Super Bowl run. Essentially, Miles is going to be real wide, and whatever other edge rusher we have, if it's Alex Wright or if we draft somebody else or free agent or whatever. And this is where the importance in interior D-line and linebacker is going to come into play. He's putting these guys out wide because he's trying to force the run up the gut. He's trying to force it all in the middle into the meat of the defense, and that's why he needs a premier D-tackle that can eat up the middle, because that's where he's trying to get the ball to go. So if we're soft up the middle now, it's not going to cut it. It's not going to work. So I think, I would imagine part of this interview process, they said, don't worry, you're not going to be going with Jordan Elliott and Tagai and Taven Bryant. We're going to get you, we're going to get you some talent there so you can actually run your defense. Because if not, we're just going to be directing people to run the ball where we are the worst. So hopefully we can revamp the talent in that room, which we also talked about on the other episode. But I'm super excited for this hire. How do you guys feel?
I'm right there with you. I don't know how you can be a Browns fan, watch the last three seasons, and not be excited about a guy who's going to bring a totally different philosophy than Joe Woods. This guy likes to get to the quarterback. He's aggressive. And as long as we get him the pieces he wants, I think our defense is going to be really good. So I'm super excited about it. And secondly, I mean, he's one of these guys that he can attract good defensive players. People will want to play for this guy, which is always something to keep in mind when you're making a hire.
Yep. We needed somebody who could step in and be an instant day one leader on the defensive side of the ball, really free up Kevin Stefanski from having to worry about that side in any way. And that's why we wanted the head coaching pedigree, somebody who understands what, you know, the head coaching job entails, what Kevin's going through on a daily basis. So that way Jim Schwartz can come in, take care of an entire, you know, sector of the team, the whole defensive side, and say, I got this from top to bottom, A to Z. It's mine. You don't have to worry about it. And Kevin can trust him and know that he's going to do a good job with it. Players will respect him. This is very exciting. This is the guy we wanted. Blake, you talked about it on the episode we just dropped today from last night, how this was still your guy.
Yeah, he was who I wanted. I've been a fan of him ever since. I mean, I like that he doesn't have exactly a great record in terms of a head coaching career, but he broke the Lions playoff drought record. Was the first, he got him to the playoffs for the first time in forever, and then he goes to Philly and he's part of the staff that breaks their Super Bowl drought. So I mean, the guy knows what it takes to turn around teams and to win. You know, unfortunately, his head coaching experience in Detroit, then the next year they were bad again. But it's Detroit, so I guess it just kind of happens. We'll see if Dan Campbell can break that curse. But no, I just like the pedigree he comes with. And I'm not a hooting and hollering kind of guy if it's not your personality. But I do think the defense needed some fire. They needed some energy, you know, somebody to kind of hold them accountable, somebody to get them up and ready to play every single week. And Jim Schwartz, he's not Greg Williams, but he's more on that end of the spectrum than Joe Woods and Kevin Stefanski. So I think, you know, you don't want to just surround yourself with yes men, and you don't want to have everybody's just the exact same vanilla. You know, Kevin Stefanski's stoic and calm, and that's fine. That's his personality. But then I think it's good for him to have somebody on the staff that's a little bit different, because not all 53 guys on your team react to the same type of coaching. You know what I mean? You got to have different styles because different people react to different things. So Jim Schwartz is an aggressive guy. He's got a nasty side to him, and he's got a proven track record of performing well and winning. And so I'm super excited. And I think something that'll excite Browns fans, when in 2015, the Eagles were 20th in defensive DVOA and 29th against the run. They gave up 26.9 points per game, which was 28th in the league, and they gave up the 28th most passing yards and the most rushing yards. So, I mean, they were like the Browns defense, essentially.
Sounds pretty familiar.
Okay. 2016, the Eagles hired Doug Peterson. They bring in Jim Schwartz. The first year, they had the fourth best defense by DVOA, jumped to 12th in points at 20.7, 13th in passing yards, and allowed the 15th most rushing yards. So immediately they improved by, what, 50% in every single category. They went to the top of the league in DVOA. In his second year, they were – in 2017, the year they won the Super Bowl, defense was ranked fifth in DVOA, including first against the run, fourth in points allowed, and they allowed the fewest rushing yards in the league. And they took away the ball 31 times, which was fourth in the NFL. So he puts an emphasis on stopping the run, turning the ball over. It's all things that didn't appear to be emphasis of the past regime as far as philosophy on the defensive side of the ball. They talked about turnovers, but we never did anything to create them.
Nope.
You know, I mean, I feel like we hardly ever turn the ball over or force turnovers. So the guy, he's just been doing it. He's always had a great D tackle. If you're a D tackle, you want to play for Jim Schwartz. He puts one or two in the Pro Bowl every single year, a couple all pros. Albert Hainsworth for the Titans called him a defensive mastermind in terms of the way he ran the defense when he was in Tennessee. His first stint is defensive coordinator. So I just think it's a home run. I just think I'm happy the Browns didn't overthink it. And I know a lot of people wanted Brian Flores, but we talked about this on the earlier episode. We would have had to switch to a 3-4, which I don't necessarily think would have been a huge deal. We could have done it, but it is one more hurdle that you would have been adding. And I truly believe that Brian Flores would probably be a 1-year rental, 2 years max, and he would be a head coach again. And then we would just be looking for a defensive coordinator all over again. So I like Jim Schwartz. You know, who's – I don't know if he still has head coaching aspirations. He stepped away from coaching, actually, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So I don't know, you know, could he be a 1-year rental if he can kicks out and knocks out of the park this year? But maybe, but I don't see that. You know, I think he's going to be around for the foreseeable future. So that's another thing I like. And just I just always liked the guy. So I'm excited to have him in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL playoff action continues, and we saw one heck of a wild card weekend. We are one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings each leg you add up to 100%. The game I got my eye on the most this weekend, we got some real good ones coming up, but the Giants versus the Eagles, that divisional matchup with the Giants just pulling that one out over the Vikings. The Eagles have been dominant all year. This is going to be a good one. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, Browns fans, we know as well as you do that being a true Browns fan takes a serious toll on your mental health. And that's on top of all the other stresses of everyday life. Your mental health is important, and that's why we've partnered with BetterHelp. If you're like me, you have no problem calling your doctor whenever your body is sick. But when your mind needs some attention, we're quick to neglect it. Your mental health plays a pivotal role in both your mind's and your body's health. Thankfully, I've sought therapy services before, and it made a world of difference. But you need the right therapist for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. Trust me, I know it can be intimidating or uncomfortable to visit a therapist's office when you're expected to sit there awkwardly and, you know, share personal things face-to-face with someone you barely know. But with BetterHelp, you can get the help you need right at home, all through your phone. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. And if your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, with more scheduling flexibility and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/dogs. And I've also linked them down below in the description, or you can just scan the QR code on your screen. That's betterhelp, help.com/dogs, DAWGS, and you get 10% off your first month. It's time to start taking care of you, and it all starts with your mental health. Give BetterHelp a try today.
Yep, this is awesome. I was just kind of checking for this season. We had, our defense had 20 takeaways this year, so that was good for bottom half of the league in takeaways. The number one defense, Dallas Cowboys, in takeaways is 33. So if you think about, you know, he got the Eagles to 31 that season when they won the Super Bowl. We have a defense that can create turnovers. That's the thing that's so frustrating watching our defense every week is, you know, Myles Garrett, you know, he's a strip sack machine. Just it doesn't happen. they don't get him to the quarterback. We've got Denzel Ward. I mean, Greg Newsome, I believe, has never had an interception in 2 years with the Browns. We have good defenders. We've got good secondary. Our safeties are good. We should be forcing much more turnovers than we are.
Yeah, and turnovers, a lot of times it comes from getting pressure on the quarterback, making them make quick decisions, getting rid of the ball before they want to, that kind of thing.
Yep.
When guys have all day and receivers are getting free releases at the line, and then not only are they getting free releases, they're running into these huge wide open zones where nobody's around them. It's hard to force turnovers if you're not within 5 yards of the guy when the ball is being thrown to him. So it's just – I just think the defense is going to look so much different this year. It's going to be night and day.
Yep. And if you think about opposing quarterbacks, letting them have all day to throw in today's NFL is really stupid, because every quarterback, it seems, that's getting brought on, to, you know, like these young quarterbacks coming into the league that are now becoming starters, they're athletic, they're mobile, they can move around, they can extend the pocket, they can run for first downs. You know, you don't get a whole lot of pocket statue type quarterbacks coming out of college and starting for these teams really anymore. I mean, Mac Jones last year, that's about it. That these guys will move.
Yeah. The way the league is set up, it's set up for defense to fail. So you got to do yourself favors, you know, to be able to be successful, and you got to put your guys in position to succeed. I was just so tired of the last 3 years watching Browns players play out of position a lot of times. Just like, this isn't what he does well. This isn't what he's known for doing well. Why are we asking him to do this? It just didn't make any sense to me. And I mean, I think that's a major reason why he's gone. I was reading here, he's had Pro Bowl selections or all pro selections. He had Albert Haynesworth in Tennessee, and Ndamukong Suh with the Lions, Marcel Darius with the Bills, and Fletcher Cox with the Eagles. So hopefully it'd be nice if the Commanders don't franchise tag Payne, and we can kind of use the hiring of Jim Schwartz to be like, hey, man, you got Myles Garrett here. He's going to eat some blocks. We just got this new D tackle. He's going to be sending the ball carrier, or defensive coordinator. He's going to be sending the ball carrier your way a lot. Like, you know, come play in Cleveland. It's going to be good for your career, because that would be quite the get.
That sure would. And, you know, now's the time. And I'm glad we didn't wait too much longer to do the hire, especially Jim Schwartz, I believe, the first guy they interviewed.
Yep.
I think they kind of knew that's who they wanted to begin with. So now we got him. It's, you know, it's signed, sealed. We're good to go. Now Kevin can just forget about defense. Go get that offense on track, man. Get Deshaun, get with the receivers. You get with the front office, figure out the personnel that you need to get in here, and make sure that defense is not, you know, struggling to, you know, limit, you know, opposing team next year because you're unable to score any points.
I think the pressure now shifts to Andrew Berry. I think we've had this so-called philosophy of no, you don't need to place emphasis on interior D line. You don't need emphasis on linebacker. The defensive coordinator you just hired things differently. So now I think it's on Andrew Berry. We can't roll into this season with this bargain bin defensive tackle philosophy. Now it's on him to go put some talent on that D line and in the linebacker room. That way Jim Schwartz can be successful, because if you're not going to, and you're going to still have this philosophy of, well, we don't need to be strong up the middle, then you shouldn't have hired him, because it's not going to make a difference.
Yep. I agree. I think the hire though indicates maybe they're going to kind of put those pieces in place that they need to for Jim Schwartz to have success, though. I mean, you would think.
You would think.
But, you know, it's Cleveland, so.
They've surprised us before.
Yeah, I will say this. I think I said it on the episode recorded last night. I just didn't want the Browns to overthink it and try to outsmart themselves, and I don't think they did. I think he's a good fit. I think the players will respond to him. I think he'll be good in Cleveland. I think it's, like I said, I think it's a home run hire. So I'm really excited to see what it does for the team. And I'm excited to see what Andrew Berry can do now in terms of getting us talent in those positions. That way he can be successful.
Yep. 100% agree.
But all right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We just want to get a quick video out so you guys knew that we weren't idiots and that we did know that the Browns hired a defensive coordinator. It seems to always happen. We record our episode, then the very next day, big news drops, and it's like, oh, my God, we can't get back in now for a week. Luckily, we got this awesome technology now, so we can just jump on and do these things if we need to. We appreciate you guys watching two episodes this week. Hopefully you guys did. We appreciate all you guys' support in the off season. Let us know in the comments what you think about the Jim Schwartz hire. Is he the guy you wanted? Do you think the Browns messed up? Just let us know your thoughts. We're still looking for voicemails throughout the off season. So dogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu if you want to leave us a voicemail with your thoughts on the Jim Schwartz hire. We can play it on next week's episode. The more voicemails, the more fun the episodes are. We love the interaction. That was really fun all season. Again, we appreciate you guys being here, and we will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.